Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for turning up, particularly since this was such a huge issue in my absence overseas. Now, I want to make it very clear that since the formation of New Zealand First, we have assiduously, at all times, complied with the electoral law of this country. That includes all candidates and the party and the electoral law where disclosure is required. We have never departed from that, though we have seen other parties do so. And so I want to know why this sort of media mountain has been built from a factually incorrect molehill. It was the decision with respect to Monaco, decision that has been made thus far? The answer is no. Is there an appointee to Monaco thus far as a consul? No. Has any decision been made to have a consul in Monaco? No. How long has this issue been around? Since 1996. The second question is, as inferred by the New Zealand Herald and taken up by the editorial, it is a downright lie to claim by innuendo that any money came to New Zealand First from Owen Glenn. I said that to Guy Nespina on TVNZ News. I thought the company might take that as being gospel. So if you've got any other questions, I'll be delighted to hear them. But please, this is not going to be a fishing expedition outside the electoral requirements of this country.
You say that at the moment the answer to Monaco is no, but does that mean that it's still open?
No, I'm saying it's been open since 1996.
Is it still open now?
Well, if it's been open since 1996, it is quite possible that the question is open today.
So Mr. Glenn is still possibly being considered for that position?
No, we have not made a decision with respect to even having a consul in Monaco.
Has Mr. Glenn got any chance?
Look, can you just try and get the chronology right? If we have made a decision with respect to Monaco since 1996, how does the second question arise?
So you're not considering it at all?
Well, I mean, it's an ongoing matter of consideration and has been for 12 long years.
But it was a discussion that you had specifically with Mr. Glenn, according to the Prime Minister, that you had discussed it over breakfast with him in Sydney.
Paris.
I'm afraid I know Mr. Glenn because he owned a famous racehorse called Railings. That's how I first met him. We had a discussion on a whole range of things, including his latest investment in New Zealand's education coming up in this country. On the question of Monaco, did he express an interest? Yes, he did.
And what did you tell him?
Well, I'm afraid we have a process, and that process is one that we have apparently had a life since 1996, and nothing has been decided or will be decided in the short term.
Can I just clarify with you, are you saying that you have never received $1 from Owen Glenn or any associate of Owen Glenn?
Got that? N-O. To every one of the allegations you have made.
Mr. Peters, so did you get money? So how do you explain away this Dale Jones comment that you had close to $100,000 in the bag just before Christmas, just before the new year?
I spoke to Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones was bailed up coming out of a chemist's shop where he was asked a question by innuendo. He said New Zealand First had anonymous donations. Well, let me say that we have had anonymous donations at $10 and $20 and $50 for a long, long time, because there are some people used to think, and it's an attitude that still permeates New Zealand as a democracy, that one day the communists might take over and they'll be all in the firing line. That's been a long trend in New Zealand.
But you've never had an anonymous donation of $100,000, have you?
Mr. Peters, can we just get this clear? Because Dale Jones was very clear.
Oh, that'd be a good idea, Mr. Casey. So how you've been carrying on.
He was very clear in his own mind about this, and I and others have spoken to him on several occasions.
No, he was not clear. He actually said to you he didn't know.
He said there was a five-figure sum in the bank accounts. He went to quite some considerable lengths to find out where it came from, and he couldn't. Are you saying that he was...
Well, we have a treasurer in our party, and he says it was a consolidation of amounts around the party. Now, he should know, and we also have an auditor. And by April, we'll be filing the documentation, as we always religiously have done as a party since its formation on the 18th of July, 1993.
What do you think of
this? This is a party, of course, that's underspent its parliamentary funding by almost $3 million.
So do you think Dale Jones is simply wrong?
This is a party, of course, that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on great cases to do with tax evasion in this country, and we don't recall any journalist or any media group joining us in these battles. So if money's a big issue, I'm pleased to be here to talk about it.
What do you think of Dale Jones' handling of this issue?
Well, you know, one can get confused when you look at documentation, and perhaps you should have spoken to the Treasurer.
Will you rule out Owen Glenn as a possibility for Monaco? It's a really simple
Look, we are not going to be climbing on a horse before we've got it saddled up. First of all, we have to make a decision. Well, you might go in, but we don't. Only a fool... Sorry. Mr. Garner, only a fool tests the water of both feet. First thing we're going to do is decide whether we need a consul in Monaco or not. Just because Richard Worth would like to have a colleague in Monaco is neither here nor there.
So Mr. Glenn's under consideration, then, that's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying we don't rule anybody in or anybody out. Let's see what might be the number of people interested post us making a decision as to whether that's a sound thing to do.
Has it been incredibly unhelpful that Owen Glenn didn't deny giving New Zealand First money?
Now, what's incredibly unhelpful, Audrey, is that some people are verging on liars in this matter, and if you don't like that, get all your papers, money behind you and sue me. Because that's what I think it is. A wanton mischief and a wanton lie.
Can you explain...
And one person in politics is not going to take it. I've earned my right to say what I'm saying to you. And a few others have.
Can you tell us where the money, the $158,000 I think it was, that you gave to start, where did that money come from?
If you want to join the New Zealand First Party, get to its highest echelons, become within the law entitled to know, you will know. In the meantime, it is not your mischievous business.
But the prisoner,
as long as we comply to the law, which we assertively have, we're not going to have you go on a wild goose chase here.
No, just asking and get the money anywhere. Came from this
I know what you're asking, but, yeah. You know, this is
pretty
sounding,
straightforward question.
You know, in 2008, it sounds like an old gramophone record of stupidity.
But other parties have been quite willing to say where their money came from. They,
oh, really?
They went out and raised funds. I mean, how did
so did we.
How did you get your money?
Well, look, we raised probably $35,000 by making little old things like cakes.
$35,000 is a lot short, though, of $158,000.
That's only one branch.
So you got your $158,000 through what, fundraising?
This party is in a sound and very good financial position. I told you as early as our conference last year that there would be the collection of money that are on various accounts, earning interest, and at a certain time, we'd answer the question, which we did.
When are you going to find a charity to receive that money?
We're looking really hard now, given that it was blatant politicking that stopped the last one. What you had was a board member that took our cheque with respect to Starship Hospital, agreed over many months, many weeks with New Zealand First, and the guy whose pass with respect to the New Zealand Tourism Board doesn't bear investigation, decided he'd play a political hand and stop it. Now, apparently... perhaps you could ask him the question. Did he not know what was going on his board?
In terms of perceptions...
But you haven't asked the question, have you, ever?
In terms of perceptions, do you think that it created a more public perception... hang on a second. giving Owen Glenn an ES Honours Award after he donated $500,000 to the Labour Party?
Well, number one, New Zealand First knew nothing about that. Number two, we wouldn't have expected to. Number three, it's clear to me that Owen Glenn is an enormously successful New Zealander that has serious hopes and aspirations for his country. He's demonstrated that. Even a paper that's so acerbic about these matters where their own support base is not concerned, Granny Herald thought that wasn't a bad idea.
Okay, so can I just get this clear and simple word just for once? This money that came in just...
That'll be good. That'll be very good.
Yeah, that'll be good. You can help me. Can you help me with this?
I don't know if I can do that.
The money that came in just before the new year, was that investment income that had gone to New Zealand First account or a series of anonymous donations that added up close to $100,000?
Look, we've got much, 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 much more than that in our account.
No, I didn't ask how
I'm going to give you the answer.
Please.
It was explained by our treasurer exactly what the money was. Why don't you take his answer?
I'd like to hear your answer.
Well, I totally endorse what the Treasurer said.
Can you explain?
Shouldn't your president know?
Hey?
Shouldn't your president also
know? Oh, no, Dale wasn't lying. He's mistaken. The people who are doing the lying is what you did by way of your articles in your Herald editorial, which is a disgrace. But let me just tell you the good news. You are not going to decide the 2008 election. The people of New Zealand will.
Isn't it surprising to you that your own president goes to the bank and, in his own words, they pushed all the buttons and pressed all the wheels and they couldn't tell me where the money came from? But does that surprise you that he wasn't able to find that out?
That doesn't surprise me at all. As someone who ran my own law firm with a seriously huge nominee account, I know something about how these things happen. Of course you wouldn't expect to know in a cursory look at the accounts. The Treasurer would know that.
This was more than a cursory look, though. This was the bank actually trying to track where the money came from.
Now, don't say the obvious, Martin. My answer to you is the Treasury would know that.
Well, Dale said that he asked the bank, where did this money
come from? Yeah, I know that. No, I'm telling you, the Treasurer would know that.
But surely if it's something as simple as the transfer of funds from other accounts, the bank would be able to tell Dale that.
Now, excuse me, the bank may not be able to tell you on day one, or on day five if you look at banking assistance in this country. But the person who would know that would be the Treasurer.
Shouldn't the President know it, though?
Well, he couldn't know it on day one.
He signed the cheque. He signed the cheque and he doesn't know where the money came from.
Oh, look, you sign a cheque, Audrey, because, well, I don't know about your case, you've got enough money in the account. It's that simple.
Who will take over from Dale Jones' president?
Oh, look, first of all, the decision with respect to that predates all of this, what I call a mere bagatelle of media creation. We will be having an election in July at our national convention, annual convention, and I assume that the vice president will take over in the meantime.
What did Mr. Catchpole tell you about that money?
Precisely what he told you.
What did he tell you, Mr. Peters?
He told me precisely what he told you.
Which was?
Well, you know what he told you? That Dale was mistaken. It was a consolidation of monies in various accounts. That's what he told you. Why do you not trust that?
He's asking a question.
Well, I wish you'd sort of spend your limited investigative powers on some real issues rather than trying to paint this as being anything other than the total legal workings of a very legally orientated party.
Mr. Peters, with regards to Mr. Glenn, do you think that given everything that's happened now, he could really ever be the Honorary Consul for Monaco?
look, we actually run the things properly here. That decision... We run things sort of under a process here. The minister doesn't get in before the process has even started and give his view. What sort of ministry do you think I'm running, other than a very, very good one?
Do you think in principle it's right for a person that's given a New Year's honour by a party that fully knows that he donated $500,000 to it and gave him a loan of $100,000? Do you think in principle that's an open and fair decision?
Well, look, let's put one fact in here, and I'm just doing it as an outsider because I'm not concerned or related to this issue.
Would you accept?
Other than this, he did it all publicly. He said it years ago. Now, you know people, Barry, that you used to work for that got their knighthood covertly and secretly, who paid money, and I don't look the other way, look at me now, who paid money into a political party got a knighthood, and you worked for them, didn't you?
Who was that?
The people you used to send notes to after the press conferences.
How many times have you met Owen?
Barry, don't look at them, look at me. I had discovery on these issues. You don't know what I know. I know that's a fact.
How many times have you met Owen?
Now, I hope your colleagues all taking notes of this, because two others in the press gallery are doing the same.
Okay, well, I'd like to know exactly what you're saying. I mean, you're making an allegation here. I'd like to know exactly what you mean by
it. I've met it.
Well, tell me who it is.
Tell
me who I wrote notes
to. Of course, you know who it is, Barry.
No, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
Well, in some other time I'll tell you.
Why can't you tell it here? I mean, you're being open and transparent here. You've made a fairly serious allegation.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so, Barry, sue me.
I'm willing. No. Tell me.
Unlike you, I put my money where my mouth is. If you think I'm making some defamatory statement about me, about you, sue me.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
All right. Well, I've said it anyway.
Your president said that large sum was...
No, these sorts of allegations and innuendos come at a cost, I'm sorry.
Your president said that large sum was going to be disclosed openly in the April returns to the electoral commission. Will it be?
Well, Audrey, I mean, are you having a slow day or something? I said we have always complied since 1993 with the law. And we will do in 2008.
So we'll be...
The answer to your question is the reverse of this. The answer is yes.
How many times have you met Owen Glenn, Mr. Peterson?
What will it say? If the answer is yes, then it will be disclosed as a donation from whom?
I've told you that we have assiduously abided by the law all these years and that the accounts will be filed as they always are. And in April, you'll have your answer. And if you've actually gone back through our disclosures since 1994, you'll know all that.
I've heard it.
Good. Well, why are you asking if slightly asinine question now.
But if there's no large anonymous donation, there's no need for disclosure.
Brilliant. Martin, you're right on the ball.
So the answer is no, not yes.
Could somebody ask a sensible question, please? Yeah, come on, Duncan.
I was the Audrey first.
Anyway, how many times have you met Mr. Glenn? My understanding is three times. And did he ring you and ask for the meeting, or how did that happen? Meetings.
Mr. Glenn goes to the cracker sales every year. Usually he's done that because he was appalled by the state of the industry over the years and wanted something to be done about it. I'm happy to say I've done something about it. That's been one of the great stories in the last 2 years. And if you saw the cracker sale price and the averaging, which it was a devastating change for the better, you'll know why I met him more than three times. The cracker sales at the end of January every year.
And has he ever offered you money? Offered you money?
No.
Have you ever asked for it?
I'll get lost, Barry.
Have you ever asked for it?
We don't go and ask anyone for money.
Has he ever loaned you money?
Pardon?
Has he ever loaned you
money? Now, look, I mean, in those two no's, you get a third no if you're actually putting your mind to it. But I'm not going to sit here and take from the media of this country, particularly given what some of your backgrounds is, these sorts of insults without you going to get your own back. All right? Go and find those who didn't declare properly at the last election. Didn't file candidates' returns of expenditure correctly in any description, and they number in their scores. Why is that not a matter? Also, because they're two old parties can do what they're damn alike in this country.
Why can't Owen Glenn answer the simple question of whether he's given New Zealand First money?
Well, maybe Owen doesn't suffer fools gladly. I don't know him well enough.
Well, he can answer it simply for the Labour Party and the Maori Party, but when we ask him about New Zealand First, he says, go ask the party. So
well, probably a second tidy of stupid questions.
Well, don't you think it's a fair question?
No, I think it's nonsense.
Why?
Because, actually, we know something about the law. We abide by it. Don't you? Is that it? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll give you a present.
Do you want to consult?
Would you take it? Yes.
She's on. Oh.
You know yours.